fingertips, fingertips, fingertips. And welcome to Nerd Pride Radio's bonus fingertips episode number 2, entitled, What Kind of Monster Am I? Yeah, this is, I'm not going to go through the whole explanation of why we're doing bonus episodes. Go listen to yesterday's if you want to get that one. What kind of monster am I? I am a horrible person sometimes. My brother, who is actually, we've always had this dynamic that we play good cop, bad cop, and I'm always good cop and he's always bad cop. So when we had a website together and when we had a podcast together, oh, he was the asshole. Always. That's how people viewed him. He's the asshole. And I'm always the nice guy. I'm the sensitive, understanding one. And he's just a dick. All right. But in real life, he's actually way cooler than I am about a lot of stuff. He's way nicer than I am about a lot of stuff. That on the old website, when we had someone who disappeared for a while or someone who was having troubles on the boards, it looked like, you know, maybe something's going on. He would be the guy who absolutely every time without fail would behind the scenes send him an email, send him a private message, find some way to contact him and just go, hey, buddy, you doing all right? Things are good? Yeah. He's the one that would follow up on people. He's the one that would go the extra mile to check on people and do stuff for them. And then he would tell me about it and go, wow, that's a really good idea. And then, you know, I might do it as well. But, you know, a lot of times following his lead. So he recently came up with, and I talked about this just in the last regular episode, episode 48. I mentioned it in the middle of the credits. I like broke off in the middle of the credits to do this little 5-minute bit. So maybe some of you heard it, maybe some of you didn't. But my brother was talking about how there's so much stuff out there on the internet that we consume. His phrase was, you know, everyone's a celebrity. Everyone is a celebrity, even if it's just to 5 people or 200 people or whatever it is. Everybody's got something on the internet to share. And there are so many people, little people, that he consumes stuff of that we all do. We consume the materials they give us, whether it is blogs or comics or podcasts like this one. I appreciate the dozen of you that actually listen to this every week or every day for this matter, as long as the bonus episodes last. There's so much stuff out there that we consume that people make for us, usually make for us for free. Sometimes they're making a profit, sometimes they aren't. Sometimes they're just breaking even, or like me, I don't get anything for this. I maintain, you know, it costs me my $150 a year for the domain name and the hosting and all this crap plus my time, which I give willingly and lovingly because I enjoy what I'm doing. I maintain the website and I'm keep coming back to this podcast because it's fun for me. It's rewarding for me. And that was, you know, with our old website, my brother and I said, we're going to keep doing it as long as it's fun for us. And then it got to a point where, you know what? It wasn't fulfilling our needs. It wasn't the same. And so we changed up and he backed out and he went off and wrote, a couple of brilliant novels, one of which I've actually read. I assume the other one's coming soon. I don't know. But anyway, but back to the actual point. This should be really a tangent free zone. It really should. I don't have time to go trailing off like this. We consume these things, and most of the time, the people that we get this information from, that we get this entertainment from, they have no idea who we are. All they see is a stat, if they even bother to check their stats. They know that they got how many likes on Facebook. They know they got how many clicks on their, you know, on their podcast for the day. They know they got how many downloads. They know it's, but they don't know people. All right. I see the number of downloads I get, and I get, I think something on the order of, to be totally honest with you guys, the last few episodes since I came back, I've been getting like 60 unique downloads during the course of the first week the podcast is out. I think it's like 50 in the first week and then like 70 by the end of 2 weeks. And of those 50 to 70 people that are downloading the podcast in the first week or two, I know maybe, you know, 15 of you from the boards. Is that about right, guys? I don't even know. I'm guessing. It could be a little more, could be a little less. But I know a few of you, but I don't know another 3 or 4 dozen people who listen to this. And I assume that's the same way for everybody, that they put out stuff and they have a few regulars who come around and give them appreciation all the time and, you know, converse with them on their various topics or whatever they've put out. But then there's a whole sea of people who never who never identify themselves. And I realize I'm like that with most of the things I do. So I read a bunch of regular comics. I listen to a bunch of podcasts. Have I ever sent them an email? Have I ever joined any of their forums? Have I ever given them feedback? No. So my brother said, back to my brother being a nice guy, my brother says, hey, you know what? We really need to give back to people. He said, you know, pick someone that you appreciate their work and just let them know. For him, it was Box Office Guru. Is that the guy? A guy who does a blog about movie box office stuff. And my brother has been fascinated with this blog for years. Yeah, he started following it probably back when we were both playing the Hollywood Stock Exchange together. And he's just followed it for years just because it's interesting. But he's never actually, you know, let this guy know. And so he sent the guy an email that said, hey, all right, sirens go by. He sent an email to this guy that said, hey, I read your stuff every time it comes out. I really appreciate it. And he got some feedback from him saying, hey, thank you. It's really nice to know that there are people out there. But it warms a person's heart. And I can tell you, as someone who very occasionally gets a letter or a note from someone who I didn't know about before, wasn't expecting, it is. It's really heartwarming. It's really rewarding. It's great. And so taking my brother's advice, I went ahead and I've started trying to contact some people that do stuff that I appreciate. I started off with the Baby Name Wizard blog, which I talked about on this podcast. And I love the Baby Name Wizard blog. And so I sent an email over to them, and the gal and her webmaster were both, I assume, webmaster. I have no idea what her real position is. I shouldn't say that. But there were two of them who responded to me. And they were so appreciative, and they were so nice about it. And so I chit-chatted back and forth with them, and they you know, like I say, they were just very appreciative, and it felt good to know that you were doing something for them. And so I've done a few more of those, and in general, you get responses like that. They'll give you, oh, a thanks, and maybe a little back and forth. I got one of them for Dicebox. Dicebox is a comic that I've talked about before by Jen Manley Lee, and Dicebox is one of my favorite comics out there. The thing is brilliant, absolutely brilliant. And so I sent her a very long email telling her how much I like Dicebox, how I found it. I just made a comment at the end. I said, hey, you know, if you want a little ego boost, here's the episode of my podcast where I actually talk about it, and I rave about it for a good 5-10 minutes. And when she responded back to me, it took 2 or 3 days, but when she responded back to me, she had actually gone and listened to it, and she had some commentary about all the stuff that I had said, and I had commented on a couple other online graphic novels I was reading at the time. And she told me, oh, that's fascinating, because she's actually friends with those people, which then I'm like, oh, God, ooh, I didn't say anything nasty about anybody, did I? I don't know. But anyway, so it was, again, it was apparently very encouraging and heartwarming for her, and equally rewarding for me to know that I'm doing something nice for somebody. That's awesome. All right. So I've been trying to do this every day, every couple of days. I pick someone new and just write them an email. Make it as personalized as possible. Let them know that I really appreciate what they're doing. And the latest one I sent out, and this is where it gets to what kind of monster am I? The latest one I sent out went to Rob Balder, who is the writer of Earthworld, which is another comic I love. Earthworld, E-R-F, World. And it is a gaming comic, and it's brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Love Earthworld. It used to be hosted on the Order of the Stick site, for those of you who follow Order of the Stick. And it became popular enough that after book one, he moved over to his own website. And he's had two different artists that have been drawing his comic for him. But artwork is getting tough for him to come by. And so a lot of what he does is text updates. So he's just telling us short stories based in this world. And they're amazing. I love them. I love every bit of them. And so I couldn't find an email address for him. So I went over and signed up for the Earthworld forums, and I sent him a private message. And because it's forum private message, I could see immediately on the forums that I sent him that note telling him how much I love Earthworld. And literally 5 seconds after I sent that private message to him, he logged onto the forums. So clearly he gets an email notice that he's got private messages. So I could see his name popped up, that he logged on that instant, and within, oh, a minute, I went back and checked my messages, and it shows it went from the outbox to the sent box. So he has now read the message literally within a minute of me sending it. And so I just kind of leave the Earthworld forums running in the background, and, you know, every hour or so during the day, I'll check over and go, oh, no response yet. Well, nope, still no response. Okay, well, whatever, whatever. Well, it's been like 4 days now. And I'm actually getting to the point, and I know it's stupid, I know, but I'll pop in just once in the morning. I'll pop over to Earthworld and check the forums, and he still hasn't responded. And part of me is just my gut reaction is, well, screw that guy. How dare, I can't believe, what is wrong with him? Does he know how much work I put in to craft that private message to him? Does he understand the labor of love that went, and I'm like, I am a horrible person. I am just, I can't believe I'm resenting him that to me somehow this reward I was getting back from people as I'm sending them notes. And then they send back to me and I'm getting this little reward from them. Somehow that became my motivator. And I'm like, that's not why I'm doing it. I know that. I'm doing it because I want them to know that they're appreciated. I want them, you know, and I've bought his books too. And I've given money to the cause because I like what he does. And I own two of his books, already. And I plan on buying the next ones when they come out. I have no problem with any of that. But also every now and then, you know, I know he's in a tough spot. He's, you know, under the gun to get new material out, and yet he can't find a new artist to come on after this winter break. Or maybe he has found an artist, he just hasn't announced it. I don't know for sure. So I know he's under a lot of pressure, and he works really hard, and he's doing a lot, you know, this on top of a day job and to, you know, having a family, everything else that goes into it. So for him, you know, and he gets people who comment on his stuff and compliment him all the time. For him to sit down and type a response to me, probably not his highest priority. And if he's anything like me, he probably looked at it and went, oh, yeah, I should say something nice to that guy, but I'll come back to it later. And then I always say I'll come back to it later. But then when I come back later, if it's not highlighted and says, oh, you have a new message, then I forget that it even exists. I've done this to Zim a bunch of times. I've done this to Akiva a bunch of times. That I get their stuff. I have stuff that I want to say and I want to interact with them. And then, oh, now that it doesn't say new message, well, I have no reason to go into my messages again. I completely forget that it was there. And I'm sure it's something like that. You know, the guy's a busy guy. And yet somehow I've got this building resentment of screw Rob Balder. Who does he think he is? So I am a horrible, horrible person. So my point is, one, I have to try and be less horrible, but two, go out there and find some stuff that you like on the net, stuff that you've been consuming, especially if it's from smaller producers who probably aren't getting any big financial return or any financial return for what they're doing. Go out there and let them know that you like them. Just show them some love and don't be me. Don't be all petty when they don't respond back to you. Most of them do, but every once in a while, Rob Balder is just too busy for you, and that's the way the world works. So, but go out and support them and be nice to them. Even if you don't have money to buy their products, just tell them how much you love them. And it does good. It does a lot of good. And as I said last time, and don't do it to me. All right. I'm not out here begging for attention, even though clearly I am starved for attention. That's not what this is about. Just go be nice to people.